7537.
Amend contract with Moore Excavation, Inc. for additional compensation to complete existing contract work due to increased bid item quantities and changed conditions for the Slab Town Sewer Replacement Project, number E10663, not to exceed $4,157,000.
So I want to invite Liz Moorhead to come forward. She's the Environmental Services Construction Division Manager. And once again, I'll tee this up. This has actually a very good story behind it. I think I can say that. So Liz is going to take a couple minutes to amplify what I'll share with you at the outset. BES is continuing construction on the Slab Town Sewer Replacement Project. The project area is between Northwest Thurman and Overton from roughly 12th to 21st Street. The project is repairing a number of deteriorating and undersized sewer mains, some of which are more than 115 years old. During construction, changed conditions and changes in payment restoration requirements resulted in significant increases in the amount of construction required. This ordinance amends the current contract by $4.2 million, which is a significant amount, to a total not to exceed $12.6 million in order to complete the project and protect public health, properties in the area, and the environment. And as Liz will explain, sometimes a change in the scope is not clear to us until we actually get into the project. And because of some of the unique characteristics of this area, we have to come and ask for a modification of the contract. Please take it away.
Good afternoon. My name is Liz Moorhead, the Construction Division Manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services. And I've asked Nick Naval, the Construction Manager on this project, to join me here today in case you have any detailed questions about the project. A little history about the Slab Town area. In the 1870s, a lumber mill was opened on Northwest Northrop Street. The mill's discarded edges were a cheap source of heating and cooking fuel. The slabs were delivered and placed by the curb, as you can see in the picture on the left. This is how the area got the name Slab Town. As Nick mentioned, this project is replacing over 1.5 miles of the deteriorating sewer pipes, some over 115 years old. The project limits, as you can see in the picture on the right, are Northwest 12th to 21st, Overton to Thurman. We're here today to ask Council to increase the construction contract $4,157,000. The new construction contract will be $12,580,219. The increase is primarily due to change conditions, including a utility conflict, soil conditions and pavement, and additional curb ramps. The original pipe location on Northwest 12th between Overton and Quimby is shown in dark black and green in this picture. It's the bold black, it looks like. Yeah. When we went to construct it, we just discovered a utility duct bank was already constructed in this location. We did not know about this duct bank during the design of the project. BES had to move the pipe to a new location that's shown in red to the west of the design location. Challenges with the new location include structural tiebacks installed in the right-of-way by an adjacent building that was recently constructed. The new pipe must be placed so it does not interfere with these tiebacks. In addition, resident access must be considered at the Envy, Block 17, and Vista apartment buildings, as they all have their parking garage entrances on the street. And the Parker Apartments has its main entrance on the street. This slide shows an example of the challenging soils and paving conditions we are facing, and this is resulting in an increased cost to backfill and paving on the project. In addition, we're building 40 curb ramps that were added to the project.
Liz, what did you tell me was partly the cause of this? Was this a garbage dump or a landfill, or what was actually there?
That's correct. It's a lot of fill. So the fill material tends to cave in. It doesn't hold up in vertical walls like we like it to in our line of business. So you can see it caves in, and that results in the pavement caving in as well.
Let me add, Nick Naval, I'm the construction manager. We found like wood debris, wood sections of something that's black in color that some of them have to be sent to Hillsboro for disposal because they're deemed as contaminated.
And what were the slabs that you referred to earlier? What were they for?
For heating. Heating and cooking back in the late 1800s.
And what were those made out of?
When the mill logged, you know, made the pieces of wood, it was the outside, circular pieces that were unusable from the trunk.
Slabtown has always conjured up cuts of meat in my mind,
yeah.
And that's actually a much more pleasant image for me.
Commissioner, I know that you're fond of karaoke bars, among other things.
Yes, and I have sung karaoke.
I think you could make some money in a bar. Challenging someone to just, you know, for a buck, tell them where did Slabtown get its name? Because I did not know until I got this presentation.
I will bear that in mind the next time I need an extra buck, Commissioner.
There you go. So this last slide, this table shows the existing contract is $8,423,219. We're asking for an additional $4,157,000 for a new contract, total amount of $12,520,219, approximately 50% construction increase.
So, Liz, let me just ask you the obvious question. We're used to seeing changes in scope and sometimes cost overruns and other kinds of things or inflation that lead to higher prices. This is very substantial. You've described the sources, and most of them were not foreseeable until you got into the ground. Why not just rebid this thing?
Well, we have an experienced contractor out on site right now doing the work. We're about 70% completed with the project, and we have an end date of Christmas. So we'd like to get it done. Rebidding the project means repackaging the project. It means rebidding the project. That adds 3 months to the job. And you never want two contractors in the same place stepping over each other. So it's in the city's best interest to maintain the contractor we have and get the work done. They've done a lot of work in this area, and they're used to challenging projects. So we're fortunate to have them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
We had a more excavation contract this morning that had a pitiful amount of minority and women subcontractors. With this new amount of $4 million, how much of that is going to subcontractors and how much?
I don't know the exact numbers of what exactly is going to subcontractors. I can tell you that on this project, they're using DMWESBs for flaggers and traffic control, trucking, saw cutting, pothole excavation, rodent control, and video pipes. So they are using it for a number of pieces of work that's being done. I don't have the exact numbers.
Yeah, could you maybe find out?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
I don't need it anytime soon, but I would like them to know that we care about, you know, that they're making, that they're going to strive to meet the 20% of the new amount as well as which they would have been required to on the old.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further discussion on this? Good presentation. Carla, was there any public testimony on this item?
No one else signed up.
All right. Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Good presentation. Next up,